Accession number 9364, reel 23.
Mr. Bessel, reel 23. You were describing the camp life.
Yes. We had bulletins, you know. We were very proud of any antics that our people got up to. And the bulletins would be issued regarding the exploits, as I told you, it happened in Borsa and whatever it was called. They landed in... Anybody who landed from a boat on the beach was very brave, I think.
How did you feel hearing all this news?
I was quite proud of what they did, you know. But I still had the feeling that you had a great country cracking up and it was going to bring endless suffering to humanity. This last World War was really the wine press, called the wine press in the Bible. And the First World War was a wine press. You had humanity being crushed with its own stupidity, as I see it. I wonder it's not been referred to in that way. Imagine all beautiful grapes crushed into wine. But you don't lose the wine. The bottle has still got the wine in. And I think this is so apt because no words are wasted in the Bible. Much going to and fro.
Where were you when you heard of the victory in Europe?
In victory in Europe, yes. In Wales. We knew very well it was all over, you know, it was simply a matter of cleaning up. And the camps, the prisoner of war camps of Germans, and the terribleness of their gassing people and that, had kind of expected it all, had no doubt it would happen, had very little faith in humanity. Just knew it was going to happen, knew that you were going to be a prime mover in it, knew that you would be as scared as anybody else.
How did you feel then when you heard the news that did come out of Germany as Germany was...
Oh, defeated? It was hollow to me because... It was like killing a fly with a 10-ton hammer, you know, because we were superior in forces. It is a case of material, isn't it, when you think. And when you also realise that afterwards you had the atom bomb, which is going to prevent war. Nobody any. Even the Russians recently with that were scared of what they'd done themselves. And it is fear that will make the world eventually see sense.
But in 1945, did you hear news of the concentration camps?
Oh, yes.
And how did you feel then?
Sad. But sad, not sad... Sad that humanity would ever go to such depths. Sad that one man could frighten another into doing that kind of thing. Because this is what happened. Sad to think that humanity, the writers of beautiful music, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, and Rachmaninoff, Chopin, all these beautiful people, Handel, Mendelssohn, who never wrote an unhappy tune, never turned a beggar away from his door. These people become animals, worse than animals, and could be so cruel in their fear for their own bodies that they did this kind of thing, because I'm certain this is what happened. Pressure is brought to bear if you don't get cracking, I'll shoot you.
Were you surprised when you heard the news of?
No. I think that fear is such a big weapon, isn't it? I mean, during my little experience in Malta, I would not lock a man up with a heavy bomb and flag and plate. That would be wrong to my mind. What I did with principle. It was right and fair and humane. But I can honestly say I was never really scared. I think I'm too vain to be scared.
Were there any celebrations on VE Day in Wales?
Yes, I suppose there were, especially in the streets round here, you know. I remember in Fiskard Road, my sister and I, we had a piano out in the road and we were playing and people were singing and they were jubilant.
Were you back in Gosport then for VE Day?
I must have been back at times, you know, back for short periods for leaves and that kind of thing. And of course the happiness of people who had sons and that come home, it was too beautiful for words. I mean, when you realise that the anguish that... My own wife, I wonder if you don't put her on the programme.
What happened to you after VE Day?
Well, I was drawn to barracks. Because demobilisation, there was one thing getting a great army together and another thing getting rid of it. Of course, I was a pensioner. I had been a pensioner. And you couldn't help but feel that immediately you became a pensioner, although I was fit as I could have been. I used to play tennis for hours daily, you know, I was really strong. And you had the feeling that when you became a pensioner, you were defunct. That was your lot. You were no more worthy of the corps. If you were a year over pension, you were as good as an old man. You might as well get in your bath chair. This, I think, possibly brought about partly by jealousy, which younger chaps thought, well, I've been waiting all my life to be promoted to corporal, and if you die, I'll be a corporal. Which is natural, wasn't it? Yes, and so they withdrew us to Eastney Barracks. And I'd always been a keen shot. And General Jameson, inspected us and kind of bid us a farewell. He had been a great shot and musketry instructor in his day, and I felt regret. Could have stayed on in the Marines for another 5 years. And I'm sorry I didn't. I wish I had done. My nephew has just finished with the Navy and he's done about 35 years.
What would you have done if you had stayed on?
What, dear?
What would you have done if you had stayed on?
If I'd have stayed on, I might have done the one thing I wanted to do, shoot. I was still a very good shot. Still, I went officially along to London and Middlesex Rifle Club. City of London Rifle Club. I was twice sub-coach under Solano Fletcher to the Marines, officially. Stupid feeling that I could shoot better than anybody else, or shoot as well as anybody.
Why did you decide to leave then?
Because I was frightened that such an outside would become, as it was in the Marine Police. I could have gone in the Marine Police. Wish I had done that. But I'd have been junior to people who had been able to leave the Marines earlier, like, you know, when their date for demobilization had come about, they would have gone. And they would have been senior to me, and because I was kept up during the war. Anyway, that's silly. It's no good talking about spilt milk.
What was the demobilization procedure?
Well, you just handed in your arms and things like that, and I thought, well, if I go out now, I'll be able to get a job. If I go out later, I won't get a job. I'll be... Not only am I getting older, but time is passing. And I won the Royal Marine Association life membership at shooting, and the medal and that kind of thing, you know, afterwards. But we got an exhibition of one of our old shots, Alltime, a chap named Alltimes. He was a gorgeous exhibition. As a pensioner, he came and showed us all how to shoot at Bisley. He really shot well. He won the medal too.
When was it that you were demobilized?
45.
Before VJ Day?
No, after. One minute you're very important, and another next minute it's you don't even count. As I say, Lonsdale and Bowen ring up and said, "Do you know of Cullisant, Bethel, had Marine detention, had the detention barracks in Malta?" And they said, "Never heard of him."
Did you have a job to go to when you left?
No, I went to the gas company. They had a shooting team. And we won the League Cup, and we also tied for the championship of Portsmouth Ball Ball, which was pretty stout, wonderful to do it.
How easy was it to get a job in 1945?
Well, a lot of ladies were doing the job I was doing, and ladies were filled in the breach quite a bit, you know, and they did it well. I mean, imagine Trix was putting engines in Spitfires.
How did you feel about leaving in 1945 after such a long time serving in the Marines?
Sad, really, and I needn't have left. But you're trying to, when you realise when something happens to your wife that happened to mine, and when the two girls decided, when Hazel decided to marry a Canadian, you're thrown out of focus. You say, shall I go to Canada? Shall I do this? Shall I do that? It's difficult to make decisions. You've got a wife that you think is the greatest woman on earth, the loveliest woman on earth. She is ill. She's going around in a wheelchair for a while. And a daughter that you really adore. We thought she would at least sing in the Albert Hall.
How sympathetic were the Marines to your wife's illness and your need to be near her?
Well, I think that it was a normal illness, possibly aggravated by Malta, I don't know. But I wouldn't have one moment of my life again. I wouldn't want to miss one moment. Not even the bad or the good.